Hello there. Have you ever waited anxiously at night for morning to come? That's the way some friends of Jesus felt. These women followers of Jesus wanted so much to go back to the tomb of Jesus. On Friday, they had left Jesus, their dearest friend, buried there. Jesus, who loved them. He loved even his enemies. When he was dying on the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Besides, Jesus was the one who had healed the sick, made the blind to see, and the lame walk. Why had God let those cruel men put Jesus to death? At daybreak, the women left for the tomb. They had a problem. "Who will roll away the stone at the door of the grave?" they asked one another. But God had already answered their prayer. When they reached the tomb, the door was open. The stone was rolled away. Trembling, they went inside. They were amazed. There sat an angel of the Lord waiting for them.
"Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. But he isn't here. He has come back to life again, just as he said he would. Come and see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead, and he is going to Galilee to meet them there."
Have you ever felt like your feet were hardly touching the ground? You were so happy, so light, so full of joy? That's the way the women felt as they ran to tell the disciples, "Jesus is alive forevermore."
Jesus said,
"I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Jesus tasted death for everyone. He died for your sins and for mine. Now Jesus offers us life everlasting. If you want this life, just pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for coming to this world and dying to save all who believe. I believe you. Thank you for your forgiveness and for giving me everlasting life. Amen.